So teachers, listen up. So there is this amazing woman named Vanessa out here who is really trying to work with teachers and help you to love what you've always been doing, right? Because I know that you teachers get bombarded with so many rules and regulations and things you have to add onto your plate without anything coming off your plate, right? So you just got more stuff added onto your plate, plus more kids in your classroom than you were expecting and less time to even plan for it. So this amazing human being, Vanessa, is really out here trying to change the lives of all teachers, and she's bilingual, so she does it with Spanish teachers as well. So if you're bilingual, Spanish and English, she's going to be your woman, okay? But if you're a teacher for real, and you have to like invest in yourself as a teacher to have some self-care and to understand that you have value in this space and that people really need you and we don't want you to all leave, this is the episode for you. So go ahead and check this out. I hope you absolutely love her. I think you will. Here we go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I'm so excited that you're here. You guys have been killing it. I am so excited because I've been looking at the numbers. They're climbing, climbing, climbing. You guys keep downloading, downloading. That means you are loving the content. And you know I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Now, today, I don't want to mess up her name too much, all right, y'all? But I have a really amazing, dedicated bilingual instructional and life coach with over 11 years of experience, originally from Argentina. Vanessa is here to enrich her teaching, enrich people with her teaching methods, with international experience and all this behind her. I absolutely loved the first time we spoke. She is so passionate about what she does. And she's now based in Illinois, and she supports teachers and students in diverse programs using the Diane Sweeney student-centered coaching model. Can y'all say that three times? Go ahead. All right. And the ideal coaching method with her master's degree in educational leadership and elementary education, Vanessa is committed to empowering educators and students to reach their full potential. Now, the reason I wanted her here is because I love when we have people on here who are really experienced and having things in their life where they want to pour into other people. So I want you to come on down and explore Vanessa's journey and her insights and all of this beautiful things that she's doing with her clients. Vanessa, thank you so much for being on Straight Talk. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
I'm so glad you're here. And I love that you are doing, you know, that you're really focusing and helping, you know, educators and you're helping in both languages, right? I think it's Spanish and English, correct?
Yes, correct. So
you're bilingual and you're doing it both ways. And that's just such a powerful thing. And so before we get into all the magic that you do, I do want to know a little bit more about you though. So my first question always is, who are you, Vanessa? So who are you?
Yeah, I am originally from Argentina, as you mentioned. I'm a mom, first of all. I'm a wife. I'm a sister. I am an instructional coach and a life coach. I'm a person who is very passionate about learning. And so I'm always just looking, what's a new thing? What can I learn? How can I improve? I love reading a lot of books, too.
Oh, that's
and
so
especially
good.
Yeah, sorry, I cut you off, but no. Especially we love to travel with my family, and so that's great.
Where do you travel to? Where do you like to travel?
So last year we were able to go to Argentina, but we have traveled to England, and we've been in France and Italy. Let's see, where else? Dominican Republic and Mexico.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Right. That's really good. Right. And you take your you said you're a mom. So you take your kid or kids with you?
Yes, we do. So he's actually a 4-year old. So he came with us, and his first plane ride was on our trip to Argentina, and he did amazing. So
That's really good though, like to you know, influence him culturally by taking him to different places is super powerful, especially since you're into education. So that's really good, right? It's going to really help him be well-rounded, I think, you know, in that kind of space. And so you say you love reading and you love all that kind of stuff. So what got you into, that's my dog. Okay, hello. Can we stop? Sorry about that. I'll make sure to edit that. Can you tell me, like, what got you into teaching? Like, is this something that you've always been doing, or is it, you know, something that came up for a reason?
So
What's it about?
that is a great question because when I was a kid, I always played to be a teacher. And I came from a family of many educators. But in Argentina, I got my bachelor in translation and interpretation and teaching ESL. But I also was teaching dance. And then many people were looking for someone to teach them English to pass their final exam. So then I was tutoring, and when I was doing it, people were like, "Oh my goodness, my son actually got a good grade, like thanks to you." So I didn't really have to do any advertisement whatsoever. I got a lot of neighbors that were telling someone else and recommending it. So I was
Right.
tutoring ESL at home, and then I did a little bit too in a high school. And then
Was
from
this
there,
all in your country, though? Was this all happening in Argentina?
this was all happening in Argentina,
Okay.
yes. And afterwards, when I finished my program, someone at the school actually told me, like, you can go to the US. And so I did sign up to come with a program called Au Pair. So I came to live with a family that I didn't know. I just only saw a picture of them. And so I came with the idea, okay, I'm going to the US for a year to improve my English. And here I am almost 15 years later. So
Yeah, that happens,
with a
right?
husband and a kid. So.
That's so fun. I love that. And I love that you were daring enough to try, right? It's amazing, like when you take a step into a different direction, the path it can lead you, right? Because you know, you were teaching dance and everything, and to then to get into education, but then to leave the country, right? And because of that, ended up getting married and have a kid and all that. I just love stuff like that where we make these decisions in our life, and it can take us to such a beautiful place. You know, I love that so much. So yeah, so education's in your blood, huh? It's rolling in your bloodstream. It's what you do. So is, you know, I know that you are helping now educators. So I'm wondering what, why? You know, like what happened there, right? Like, were you in the education system and you saw that there was something lacking, that there was, you know, that something was missing, that people weren't getting what they needed? Why are you now coaching in that space?
So when I started teaching here in the US, I just saw many of my colleagues, even myself, getting so burnt out because, when you are bilingual, yes, we have to teach reading, but we have to do it in both languages. We have to grade, everything in two languages.
Right.
So it felt very overwhelming. And I think at one point, I have a caseload as an ELL bilingual teacher of 42 kids when it was supposed to be 20. So
Whoa.
that was, insane. That was a lot. So I was feeling very burned out. But then I saw some colleagues that they felt burned out and they ended up making the decision that they want to quit. And so they quit the profession. And so I saw many of my colleagues quit. And when I became an instructional coach, I just realized that, yes, I can know what strategies, I can show them and how they can teach, but there is more to that. And so I did sign up to do the life coaching because I felt like when I have conversation with teachers, sometimes we just have a bad day, right? And our
Yeah.
day doesn't start at school, it starts at home.
Right.
And so when they are at home, like, things happen, right? We all of us have different situations going on in our life. And when they get to school, sometimes we did have to push aside those strategies and kind of being honest, like, oh, what's going on? Like, okay, are we in a good place? Where are you right now? And then just to help them cope with whatever situation
Yeah.
that were going on.
You know, teachers go through a lot though, Vanessa, don't they? Like you have a lot to contend with on top of having an abundance of kids. That's a lot. But then you also have those kids are attached to a human, right? They're attached to parents. And so there's a lot that goes on. So what are some of the things that you have kind of seen the most struggle with when it came to being in the education field?
I think the biggest struggle was that now teachers kind of feel like we are like a little onion. We have layers and layers and more layers of responsibilities. So each year those responsibilities increase, but nothing else, it's been taken out of our plate. So that actually just caused more stress. Like you have a new curriculum implementation, you know, 1 year is literacy, another year is math. So we are constantly like learning new things, but also we are learning it as we go. So then that make it a little more stressful, and especially for the bilingual staff too, because you know, sometimes some companies don't have all the resources in Spanish. And so sometimes we do have a challenge with that. And, you know, there is a diversity within the schools and, you know, we may speak Spanish, but we don't say things in the same way, right? So even having that common language among all of us is really important.
That is really important. You know, I was talking to a teacher today, actually, and I teach kids how to cook, right? So I do a summer camp and I teach kids how to cook. We're having such a good time with the kids. And this woman who was training came in and I said, what do you do? She goes, oh, I'm a teacher, but I'm leaving. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. She goes, I used to love it. I don't love it anymore. It's too much stress. It's too much stuff going on. You know, it's too many barriers. She just wants to teach the kids, but there was just so many barriers. And I feel like, you know, in this last few years, it's gone that way, hasn't it, Vanessa? Like a lot of the teachers are going through a lot, like you said, a lot more added to the plate, nothing taken off, you know, and your truth is the teachers are really like the second parents. In a way, right? Because you're with them for a long period of time throughout their day. So I was just wondering, like, you know, when you saw that, is that like, are you still teaching or did you pull away from teaching to then become a coach to the teachers?
I think the position as a coach actually opened up. So then I was able to jump into the role, but that was 7 years after I was teaching as an ELL bilingual. And then I was a second grade dual language teacher. But then within this role, that's what I noticed, like many teachers were leaving the profession. You know, many of my colleagues were leaving and they quit teaching. So I think in the last few years, there's been so much emphasis on the social emotional well-being of the students. But I was like, what about teachers? So, and that's how Coaching Maestras came up. I'm all about, I want to help teachers, not only from an instruction, but also how to empower them and how to transform the teaching experience so they can balance more their personal life and the work life. And so focusing a little bit more on that productivity, but also feeling that they are fulfilled with what they are doing. So they are passionate again about teaching.
Yeah, that's so good because teachers are so needed, Vanessa, you know, and I think that, you know, they're the last kind of people looked at really, you know what I'm saying? They don't get paid their worth. You know, they're like the, you know, people just drop their off their kids to a human you don't even know. And you're just dropping your kid off, you know, and it's like, so tell me about what you do then. So how are you helping teachers? What does your program look like? Like, so that teachers who are listening or somebody, because I do know a few teachers and educators. So like when you're talking or you, when you are, let's say you're talking to them right now, they're listening. What is your program look like? How do they navigate what you're doing with them? Like what's the outcome?
Yeah. So right now I have a program called Transform Your Teaching Experience. So Transforma Tu Experiencia de Enseñanza. It does consist of 8 weekly or every 10 days individual coaching sessions. And in that program, we are going to establish different morning routines. So that can help us set up our day. And we are going to self-discover ourselves within those routines. What are things that we value? What do we want out of life? What are, you know, what's the message that we how do we want to feel actually all day, throughout our day? And we are going to start setting some boundaries to achieve the work-life balance. Sometimes we do feel that, and it happened before, I was working with a teacher, she felt like she couldn't say no to things and she had to do it on her own. And wow. I was like, well, you don't have to, and I'm here to help you, but there is more people to help you, not just only me as a coach. So I was encouraging those teachers to seek up for support. So those are some things that we will work with this program. And then we are going to incorporate self-care practices.
Because
again, as teachers, we worry so much about the students. You know, and if you are a mom, that was hard for me too. Like I will put my child first, and then at school I will put work first. But then I was like, I'm not taking care of myself. And if we don't take care of ourselves first, how can we help others?
Yeah,
right? How can we help our students?
That's really good. Is what you're doing, is that a part of working within the school? I mean, are schools like open door to this? Like, do they want this type of coaching?
You know, that's a great question. This year, I started doing it on January approximately. So I did ask permission at my school, where I was able to work with two teachers who were interested, you know, to try it out. There were two other teachers interested too. Just there was a lot of challenge with time. But we work it all throughout until the end of the school year. And the good thing is that both teachers actually didn't quit the profession, and they are going to be teaching again next year. But I'm doing this after school right now. I mean, that's still a possibility. My goal is eventually, right, this is something that can be offered to the schools, because again, helping teachers have to start, you know, just more than, it has to be more than like, how do I teach?
How do we
care about them?
Yeah.
So I'm doing coaching sessions, and that's why I create a coaching maestra. So you can actually find me on www.coachingmaestras.com. So maestra means teachers, and also in social media, like Vanessa Medansky. Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, do you think this is something that could also work with principals and vice principals and staff in the office, right? Because they have challenges too, and they maybe they're not teaching with all the kids, but they still have a big responsibility. I'm just wondering, because I don't know too much of the structure. I'm just wondering if this could be beneficial to someone in those positions.
I think this actually can be beneficial for everyone, because you're setting up structures for yourself. You know, how can you achieve that work-life balance? But also within the time that you have, especially secretaries, they are multitasking all the time. But within the time that they have, that they are free, what can I do so I can be more productive?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and productivity doesn't mean that you have to do many things, you know, at once.
That's true.
So it just means like focusing, you know, like maybe like teachers, we only have 1 hour of planning time a day. Okay, within that hour, what am I going to be focusing on today? So for example, like Monday.
You mean 1 hour in the whole day?
Yes.
Ooh.
We do get lunch. So lunch is usually 50 minutes. But
yeah, but that should be lunch.
Yes. So right? You have your lunch, and then you have 1 hour of planning, and you're able, you know, sometimes you do have meetings within that day.
Yeah.
So your time, it's actually more restricted. Then you have less time. But within the time that you do have, what are some things that you are going to off, right? Like get off of social media and just use the techniques to block times for different things. And then just to make sure we advocate for ourselves, like, today, Monday, I'm going to work on these things because I want to go home and I want to feel like, you know, that I don't bring work home And then the time I have at home, I can spend it also with my family.
Right.
So,
I mean, you are human after all, right? I think people need to remember that you're in a position, but you are human. So when you go to like, if somebody like is listening and they're like, oh my gosh, I need this. So you saying that you work with them, it sounds like more like a one-on-one. Is that right?
For now, I was doing a one-on-one. I mean, I ideally would love to do it like mini groups. The teachers will do have the opportunity to connect into a WhatsApp group. So then it creates that community where we can support each other and cheer each other, you know, as we are creating those morning routine. So besides having a coaching sessions, they are getting like a productivity ebook, especially if they sign up before June 30th. They are getting a $100 discount, and especially mentioning the Straight Talk, No Sugar Added podcast. So they will get a discount for that too. And then they have the opportunity to participate in some webinars that will be every month.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just That's to good. Learn different techniques, you know, anti-stress techniques that they can use in the classroom, but also they can use it with their own students.
Yeah. I love that. So you're doing, are you running these coaching sessions and classes in both English and Spanish?
So I'm doing them, yes, in English and Spanish. That's why, since I'm starting it, my goal is that later on we can divide also those people.
Yeah.
Because if we do have someone that only speak English, obviously I want to be respectful to them.
Yeah.
So the more we build that community, so if people sign up, then we are able to divide those groups. So then, you know, that can flow better for them too, and they don't feel that they are missing out in something if it is only in Spanish.
Is the education process way different in different countries?
It is. So I think one of the biggest things, for example, in South America, actually school is only half day. So you go to school half day in the morning or half day in the afternoon. then another difference is that elementary school is all the way from kindergarten. Well, from preschool. Preschool is actually mandatory all the way to seventh grade. And then into high school.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I was just wondering because I'm like, you know, I don't know, you know, what the parameters are in different schools, right? In different countries. And I don't know if you're doing this in different countries, but, you know, I'm sure that those teachers have unique set of challenges themselves, right? You know, in like in Spanish countries, right? Or Spanish speaking countries, I should say. I'm sure that their challenges may, I don't know. You tell me, Vanessa, are they pretty similar of the challenges that you're finding here? Like, as I know you did some of it in Argentina, do you find it to be the same type of challenges?
It is actually interesting that you mentioned that because I just contacted with one school in South America too to do some consulting around like teaching strategies that are implemented here in the US so then they can learn as well. But what we are finding it out is that many of the teachers are struggling both ways. Because of all the responsibilities, and it seems some of the bigger thing too is how to handle with the behaviors. So that's why too, if teachers learn some of these anti-stress like techniques, they will be able to implement it with their own students. And they are like very simple, less than 5 minutes exercise that it's from a coaching called Ideal Coaching Method that I'm using right now and I'm getting my certification, but it has to do with, we take the best of coaching, neuro-linguistic programming, therapy, all combined.
That's really great. That's really great, right? I think, you know, what you're doing is very important and very special. And I'm hoping that everybody who's listening to this is like, oh my God, I know a teacher. She needs this, right? She needs this.
Yes.
Because that's one of the things I've always had utmost respect for teachers, always have. I'm very big on education. I love learning and I love teaching. And I think it's important. And, you know, you have these little lives in your hands, right? And, you know, yes. You're, you know, I'm losing my train of thought, but I feel like most teachers go into the profession for really great things, right? It's not for the money because they don't get paid as much as teachers as they should. So most of them do it really because they want to pour into the life of someone else. And, you know, if you're giving them this skill set that they're going to be able to take, not just at work, right? But the skill set you're teaching them teaches them things to do at home. It also, the skill set is you can do it in a stressful situation. You can use that skill set when you move careers. You can, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are important life skills, I call them, right? These skill sets to help you de-stress and find out how to navigate the day. So great job, Vanessa. I'm really glad. I haven't spoken to anybody who's doing what you're doing. So I'm really, really happy that you're doing this and that you're doing it bilingually. That's amazing. Good for you. Awesome stuff.
Thank you so much.
Very good. Very good. So before I let you go though, tell us that name again, how they could find you, you know, how they can work with you, like all that kind of stuff. Tell us that.
Yeah. So they can actually go into www.coachingmaestras.com and then they can find me there, but they can find me also on Instagram and on Facebook. Okay. And it will be, it's under the name Vanessa Medansky. And then I can share from there a link if you're interested in buying the program. And so I'm looking forward.
Awesome. Yeah. For now, can they call you and just like chit chat with you for a minute to see if this program is a good fit?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, once that they sign up on Coaching Maestras, actually I'm able to send them a link where they can actually schedule a 30 minutes phone call or video call where we can chat more about it just to see if this is something that, you know, it will suit them and it will, if it suits them and if it is appropriate for them. So it's called like a diagnostic transformation.
Yeah. All right. All right, Vanessa, I see you. That's awesome. Really, really good job. Really kudos to you. I honestly have been doing this for 4 years, spoken to a lot of coaches in a lot of different fields, doing a lot of different things, but I haven't spoken to anyone who's doing it like you. So kudos to you for that. It's a unique program. It is something you're helping them with, and it will benefit not just those teachers, but the children. Mm-hmm. Right? Because then they'll be able to have a better teacher, a better, calmer teacher, a teacher that doesn't feel stressed out and overwhelmed. Although that's kind of hard sometimes because they're being thrown so many things to do. But if they at least know how to navigate their emotions about it, they can do it in a different way. Right? So I'm really glad you were here. Thank you for coming on to Straight Talk. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad. So guys, see, I told you, good human on the planet. I want to make sure that you connect with Vanessa. I'm going to link all of her information below. I want to make sure you take advantage of this because I know that there's a lot of educators and teachers out there. I speak to you guys all the time. So when somebody's offering you something to help you navigate your time and day and stress levels, you need to jump on something like that because I personally have not heard of anybody doing this yet, especially with teachers and bilingual, especially I haven't heard it. So if you're a teacher, you're bilingual, you want to, you know, dive into knowing how to navigate your world as a teacher better so you don't have to quit a profession that you once loved and got into because you loved it. All right. So don't leave because you're stressed. Let's try to see if you could save some good teachers out there. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.